Audio 4.02.
Matthew Walker researches how you spend around a third of your life.
I'm a sleep scientist.
Actually, one of the world's leading sleep scientists. At the root of sleep science lies a puzzle. All these hours lying down, eyes shut. Why? Why do we sleep? It's not just that it seems a monumental waste of time.
Sleep actually seems to be the most idiotic of all things that human beings could do. Because when you're asleep, you're not finding a mate, you're not reproducing, you're not caring for your young, you're not finding food. And in fact, it's been suggested that if sleep doesn't serve an absolutely vital function, then it's the biggest mistake the evolutionary process has ever made.
Managing 8 hour shut-eye is for me just a dream. And it turns out I'm not alone. There's evidence that in many parts of the developed world, we're sleeping less and less. A poll in 1942 found Americans were sleeping 8 hours a night.
Now, on a recent National Sleep Foundation survey, what they found was that the average adult in America was down to sleeping 6 hours and 31 minutes a night. In the United Kingdom, it was 6 hours and 49 minutes. Japan, perhaps the worst, down to 6 hours and 22 minutes.
Only 10% of Japanese adults, according to this survey, were getting 8 hours or more.
Good morning, this is Diana Speed welcoming you to the network and reminding you that if you've forgotten, that the clocks went forward last night, so the time is now 5:20 on Sunday the 29th of March. And
today we'll be... Researchers have studied what happens in countries after clocks are adjusted in spring and autumn.
What they found was that in the spring, when we lose 1 hour of sleep, there was a 24% relative increase in heart attacks the following day. Whilst in the autumn, in the fall, when we gain an hour of sleep, there was actually a 21% reduction in relative heart attack rates.
When the clocks go forward and we lose an hour's sleep, there are also more hospital admissions and more car accidents. It also turns out that during sleep, we're able to reorganise information in the brain, rather as though we were putting together the components of an IKEA furniture pack. And when we wake up, eureka! Every language has a variation of the English phrase sleep on it, sleep on the problem.
Dormici su.
Main us samasya ko talne wali hoon.
Ranok pokaže, sho večer ne skaže.
Main is masle ke saath sone lagi hoon.
La nuit porte conseil.
Yeah, I think there's probably a reason that no one has ever told you to stay awake on a problem.